disappointed to find out you're not a big Halloween guy.
Yeah, it's never been something. Like, I don't remember the last time I dressed up for Halloween. I've not necessarily been a big go to Halloween parties guy. My fiance absolutely loves Halloween. Mm-hmm. It is her favorite holiday of the year. But the way she celebrates it is, I think, a little bit different than a lot of people that love Halloween. Like, a lot of people that love Halloween want to get dressed up. They want to have extravagant costumes. They want to go to parties. They want to revel in that night. Well, what she does is she took the day off of work today so she could stay home and watch the Halloween movies.
Spoilers. Like, that's kind of jamming her up a little bit here, fella.
Why? I think it's an awesome way to celebrate Halloween. That was her ideal day. That's what she wanted to do.
I meant more snitching on her about taking the day off from work for that.
I mean, she told them she was taking PTO. It's her time. She's allowed to do what she wants.
All right, that's actually a very healthy... You know what? Rescinded. That's a very healthy way to look at PTO, amongst other things. But why? For you, specifically... Like, why are you just not a big...
I've just never been into it. Like, I've never...
Is it the free candy? Is it the fun?
No, I love free candy, and I will go pass out candy tonight, which mm-hmm. I think that's cool, and I think it's a great thing for kids. But it's never been, as an adult, it's never been something I've wanted to do. Like, I never wanted to, I guess, pretend to be something I'm not for a night. And
wow,
that
look
sounds,
at the ego on
I
Danny.
I know. That sounds so deep and so egotistical.
I'm just so great myself need to be somebody else, you know?
It has never been my thing. And also, I've never understood, because so much of Halloween is like the scary stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
I have never understood the enjoyment that some people get from being scared. Like, I don't understand going to a haunted house. I don't understand paying money to go see like gory, scary movies in theaters. It does not make sense to me. I don't get that.
All right. So I don't get that it's so one-sided with the gore and the scare and that. Like, I wish there were more movies like Ghostbusters, and I'm going to say this, it feels weird to say it as a grown man, Hocus Pocus, like funny or fun Halloween movies. I wish we had more.
I think like the old ones are fine. Like the original Halloween, awesome.
Yeah.
But as you get into some of these new ones that they just really try and do so much, and with what the way we make movies, how that has advanced so far from 1978 when the original Halloween came out, like, it has changed pretty drastically.
Yeah, I don't acknowledge the other Halloween movies.
None of them.
No, just there's Halloween 1, which is flawless. It's flawless. It is perfect. The idea, because the whole idea of scary movies has gotten too convoluted. Mm-hmm. Now it's got to have like some sort of hook that, like, it's not just enough to have like the unbeatable monster that, which is all part of our psyche, which we have dreams about, right? It's not just enough. Now it's got to have like layers to it. It's got to have a hook at the end. Oh, you didn't see this coming. It's too clever. All right. Just give me straight ahead. Scare the pants off me. Like, Michael Myers cannot be beaten. And then they made it like a whole thing of like, well, we chopped his head off, but now he's back. But wait, there's more. But the first one is flawless. Also, we do like young Jamie Lee Curtis. We like all Jamie Lee Curtis. I realized how it sounded when I said it. Strike that first part from the record.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear that, Mac?
All Jamie Lee Curtis is awesome.
I heard nothing.
Yep, Mac gets the bit. But I just don't understand not liking, like, when people say, like, I don't like holidays. Like, I get it if you had, like, a bad family situation.
Sure.
Beyond that, like,
I don't dislike Halloween. I'm not going that far.
It feels like that's what you're saying.
No, not at all. Like,
it's like you're a party pooper.
No, I'm
Why
just
are you
not
pooping
a big,
on the party?
Because someone has to.
That's not true. No, you can just enjoy it. It's like the Cavs. You can just enjoy it. Just enjoy the thing.
I've never wanted to go through everything that it takes to get dressed up. Like, I've never loved scary movies. A lot of the things that we think about with Halloween have not been my favorite things.
Yeah.
And that's probably why. But it's not a, oh man, what a miserable day. It's Halloween today. No, it's not that either. It's just, I think tonight I will probably watch the original Halloween with my fiance when I get home, and that'll be great.
I mean, she's going to watch it, and you're going to be there.
Yeah, probably.
Like, she, I saw it.
Well, like, she watched the one that came out in 2018 earlier today when I was home before I came in to do the show, and she watched it, and I had some things I had to do work-wise, and I was there. So.
Okay, so here's the thing. Great holidays, truly fun holidays, have something for everyone, right? And I learned that, like, Christmas is, if you just love being around family, there's something for you. If you love giving gifts, there's something for you. If you love receiving gifts, there's something for you. Mm-hmm. There's the religious angle. There's the spiritual angle. There's the just idea of Christmas. And I'm not talking about the commercial idea. I'm talking about like the actual idea of Christmas and everything else that goes with it, even
like
if you're not religious.
Like the warm and fuzzy.
Yes. And also, there's just so much that it stands for, right? Halloween has something for every age, mm-hmm. right? Like when I was a little kid, it was so great to be doted upon and be told you're cute. I didn't get that a lot, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that.
No.
I was big and ugly then too. But, and free candy. And then when you're like a teenager, there is this spooky element, the scary element, the scary movie element. Then we get older in college. There's the partying element. And there's, at least for a straight white guy, like beautiful women dressing up really, really attractively, which is very always nice to see. And then as I've gotten older, like having kids, like, dude, my kids are 14 and soon to be 11. So okay. We're at the more at the end of the
Where are they at with it? What's Halloween like in your household?
Love
right
it.
Now?
Love it. So, the oldest one's going to be able to go as long as the youngest ones want to go. That's how it goes. That's one of the big perks of being older.
Right.
But like, they're older and they dressed up this year. And I had so much fun just watching them. And like now, like my Izzy was, you know, walking my three-year-old niece around, like carrying her, you know, and being patient with her and loving. And so like there's
that's
just,
really cool.
And like then eventually, if you're just like handing out candy, that's fun. And eventually I'll become a grandpa. And then like there's just something for everything. And so I think like when people say, I don't like Halloween, it's just some fundamentally, I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't like Halloween. I'm just saying how I'm not. You're trying to put me in this box,
Mac,
of a Halloween hater.
Have you gotten the sense?
That's what you're trying to do.
I think you are the Halloween hater.
No, I'm
hater.
Not. I'm saying Halloween has never been something that, as an adult, it's never been the thing that I look forward to the most. It doesn't mean I dislike Halloween.
I think you're couching it.
No.
I think you're walking it back. Mac,
no.
It sounds like there's a tasteful amount of hate there.
Yeah.
No.
Just
yeah.
a tasteful
there's
amount.
There's none.
Yeah. Your
no.
voice keeps getting higher, which is a dead
because
giveaway that you're lying your ass off.
No, you're
no,
lying.
No, you're lying.
You're lying.
No, this is just, no, we're just toddlers. No, you're lying. No, my boys, every time your voice gets higher, that's a tell that you might be fibbing or exaggerating. Thank
I'm
you
not,
much.
Though.
You blinked there, too. I mean, that's two for two in terms of tells. That was a really good alliteration off the top of my head.
Sorry for blinking.
You're welcome. Or sorry? Or thank you? I don't know. One of those three. Or none of them. Now.
Or all of them.
Yes. Now, with that being said, what did you see? What did you think you saw coming downtown today?
As I was driving here from my apartment, I'm pretty sure I saw two people that were dressed in Halloween costumes as homeless people.
Okay, are you sure they weren't actually homeless people?
I'm like 90% sure they were not.
Ooh, that's a big percentage of sure.
It is.
Based off context clues?
Yes.
I'm going to need you to show your
the way
work.
That it was, it looked like it was a couple. They were dressed very raggedy, but they looked like they were, the woman had makeup on, and she was scantily clad that in a way that I think a homeless person would not be. The guy was a
you know,
little
sometimes
bit more
they just
convincing.
Don't have clothes, right?
Sometimes, but I don't think that was it. Like
okay.
this, I'm pretty confident this was a couple that went as a homeless couple for Halloween.
Okay. Did they look dead behind the eyes?
I couldn't tell, but okay. like the woman had makeup on. I could tell that much.
So that's the only thing you got is makeup? I'm assuming some homeless people have makeup.
I don't think so. I don't think homeless people have makeup and look like they showered today for the most part.
Oh, my voice went really high there,
it
too.
It did, yeah.
There was more
yeah.
incredulity
no,
in my voice.
I don't know, Nick.
Okay, anything else you can give us on this one?
I think the way that she was dressed with mostly white clothes, very scantily clad, but trying to look raggedy at the same time
mm-hmm.
was a giveaway that she's not actually homeless, that she was all just right. dressed like it.
In like a low, sultry voice, tell yes. us how she was dressed. Give us the details.
I just did. She was scantily clad.
Yeah, but you didn't say it like, you know, in a low, sultry voice.
I'm not good at the low, sultry voice. I'm better at the you thinking I'm lying because my voice goes up.
Okay, that's fair. Chris in North Ridgeville, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
First of all, that's the Gen Z style, to look homeless. Secondly, speaking of Gen
too.
Z, have you had another interaction with your daughter's crush? Have you gotten a second chance?
Oh, yeah, I haven't gotten an update on this either.
Yeah, I'm in full adult male gorilla role here.
Is he dressing up for Halloween?
There was an interaction with one of my daughter's younger sisters. There was a pushing incident. There's a chance that I'm going to spend some time in jail at some point with this kid. because he does not know his role, nor does he shut his mouth.
Wow!
And I'm gonna have to introduce him to other Nick Wilson.
I'll be your witness. I didn't see anything.
See,
it was his fault.
All right, I need a second witness. Just to be clear, I need a second alibi.
I got some buddies. I mean, don't worry about it, you know. No. So what I wanted to say was Happy Halloween, and I think the Halloween trilogy, the newest ones, are awful. So I don't blame you for not wanting to watch those. I would prefer to be working because they ruined it. The first one and the fifth one are the only good ones.
Man of the People.
What's the fifth one? What year did the fifth one come out?
The fifth one was 1989. That's the one where the people get killed in the barn.
Spoilers.
The other
that's a lot, man. He's gonna watch it tonight. Not anymore.
No, I appreciate you saying all the things that every guy listening to the show is thinking, but you say it out loud. So you're a man for the people, and I appreciate that.
That's also going to get me fired one day, Chris.
No, it won't.
But until then.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear it.
Okay. Chris, we got to run, buddy, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Be good. Chris in North Ridgeville there. Danny, we got to run.
Goodbye.
Find it in your heart to, like, just open your heart. Be like the Grinch, but of Halloween. Like, just let it happen here. All right? You can find love for Halloween in your heart. Your fiance loves Halloween. Like, you know, maybe you guys dress up as homeless people, right?
Maybe we will.
And maybe you can tell her.
Maybe we will.
No makeup. Because we're doing it real style here.
That would be how to do it properly. You're right.
Poor phrasing. Danny, it's wonderful, buddy.
Goodbye, man.
Catch Danny. Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan. We appreciate him. He's a good man. Very thorough. When we come back, Pete Futek, college football news. Should they fire Ryan Day? 92.3 The Fan.